Gathering Blue by Lois Lowry. Mother? There was no reply. She hadn't expected one. Her mother had been dead now for 4 days, and Kira could tell that the last of the spirit was drifting away. Mother, she said it again, quietly, to whatever was leaving. She thought that she could feel its leave-taking, the way one could feel a small whisper of breeze at night. Now she was all alone. Kira felt the aloneness, the uncertainty, and a great sadness. This had been her mother, then Katrina. Then after the brief and unexpected sickness, it had become the body of Katrina, still containing the lingering spirit. After 4 sunsets and sunrises, the spirit, too, was gone. It was simply a body. Diggers would come and sprinkle a layer of soil over the flesh. But even so, it would be eaten by the clawing, hungry creatures that came at night. Then the bones would scatter, rot, and crumble to become part of the earth. Kira wiped briefly at her eyes, which had filled suddenly with tears. She had loved her mother and would miss her terribly, but it was time for her to go. She wedged her walking stick in the soft ground, leaned on it, and pulled herself up. She looked around uncertainly. She was young still and had not experienced death before, not in the small two-person family that she and her mother had been. Of course, she had seen others go through the rituals. She could see some of them in the vast, foul-smelling field of leaving, huddled beside the ones whose lingering spirits they tended. She knew that a woman named Helena was there, watching who had been born too soon. Helena had come to the field only the day before. Infants did not require the 4 days of watching. The wisps of their spirits barely arrived, drifted away quickly, so Helena would return to the village and her family soon. As for Kira, she had no family now, nor any home. The cot she had shared with her mother had been burned. This was always done after sickness. The small structure, the only home Kira had ever known, was gone. She had seen the smoke in the distance as she sat with the body. As she watched the spirit of her mother drift away, she had seen the cindered fragments of her childhood life whirl into the sky as well. She felt a small shudder of fear. Fear was always a part of life for the people. Because of fear, they made shelter and found food and grew things. For the same reason, weapons were stored, waiting. There was fear of hunger. There was fear of beasts. And fear propelled her now as she stood, leaning on her stick. She looked down a last time at the lifeless body that had once contained her mother and considered where to go.